Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from the LSAT Demon Ask button.
This student writes, in knowing that I should be prepared to predict for certain question types, presumably in logical reasoning, does that mean I should always just take a quick glance at the question before even reading the passage? In a sense, to quote, know what I'm looking for.
Absolutely not. It doesn't work. It does not work. Like, it just doesn't help. If it is true that on some question types, you really need to predict like exactly the answer. So there's two types that I can think of off the top of my head. Sufficient assumption, which is asking you to prove an argument. And conclusion questions, which are asking you, hey, what was the point of that?
Yeah, even roll questions. Maybe it's not a perfect prediction, but it's a prediction.
No, roll questions, I am going to predict it pretty, you know, it's like it was either a premise or it was the conclusion or it was something else. And I need to think that through before I go messing around with the answer choices.
Same with flaw. I mean, we're getting further away from an accurate or a precise prediction, but you're definitely doing some sort of predicting. You're still identifying the problem or issue.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Just all you're going to do is distract yourself by knowing the question type before you read the passage. I mean, like if you read the question type and it says it's a sufficient assumption question, which by the way, it won't say those words. It'll say, which one of the following, if assumed, would allow the conclusion to be properly drawn or something like that.
Yep.
That's a sufficient assumption question. And so the only information you would have is, oh, so I need to find an answer that proves the conclusion based on the facts. But you haven't read the argument yet. So you don't know what the facts are and you don't know what the conclusion is. And you certainly don't know what the gap is between the evidence and the conclusion.
Yeah.
So it really, you have to attack that argument. You have to figure out what's the evidence, what's the conclusion. Then when it says sufficient assumption, you go, oh, okay, I'm going to take these facts and build a bridge to this conclusion.
100%.
You're not like knowing what you're looking for. You don't know what you're looking for until you've read the damn argument.
I think this person is misunderstanding what it means to predict. So I think of, let's talk about there's five maybe places within a logical reasoning question. Okay, so the first place is reading the passage. The second place is just after you finish reading the passage. The third place is reading the question. The fourth place is just after reading the question. And the fifth place is reading the five answer choices. You with me?
Okay, so you're saying while reading the passage, after reading the passage, while reading the question, after reading the question, and then on the answer choices.
Yes. There are those five places you could be as you answer a logical reasoning question, right? Okay. And this person wants to get to know what they're looking for before they read the passage. But what we mean by predicting is that you're going to read the passage and fully engage with that in step one and try to understand it. And then when you're done reading the passage, you're going to make some predictions about what you think is going on, right? Is it a set of facts or is it an argument? If it is a set of facts, what could you conclude on the basis of it safely? What could you not conclude on the basis of it safely? If it is an argument, okay, where's the conclusion? And is that conclusion proven? If it is, great. If it isn't, why not? Okay. That's in step two, right? It often happens while you're in step one, while you're reading the passage. But if it hasn't happened by the time you're done reading the passage, you are going to take a second there before you read the question to really answer those questions, right? Like, okay, what do I think of this passage? Is it good or bad? Is it an argument? And so on. Then you read the question, and that's what this person is talking about, glancing at the question, and you realize it's a sufficient assumption question or whatever. And then that's when you go into step four, which is, okay, I just read the question. It's asking me for a sufficient assumption. By the way, I did identify one exact problem with the argument. So that's my answer. But the great thing about doing these things in this order is that when you are in step four and you're trying to answer the question, if they ask you for a sufficient assumption and you thought that the argument was good or valid, then you know there's a misunderstanding with the way you read it. The problem with reading the question first is that you know there's going to be a gap. And so you it's almost like you force yourself to look for it. And now you don't know whether the way you read the argument was good or bad, right? Like it surprises me how many times I read the question and it confirms that my analysis of the argument was spot on, because it's like, oh, well, that was a set of facts. Yeah. And then they ask me what must be true. And I'm like, okay, I must have assessed that correctly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, where this happens really starkly is on a paradox question. You read the passage and you come away from it going, oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder why that would be. And it's like, I can predict it as I'm reading it, right? This is in step one or place one.
Yeah.
As I'm reading those facts, I'm like, I bet this is going to turn out to be a paradox question because that seems really strange. And then I read the question and it's sure enough, which one of the following, if true, explains the blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh yeah, okay, great. So that's all they're asking me to do is to, you know, explain this weird set of circumstances. But I don't need to know in advance that there's going to be a puzzling set of circumstances. I would rather read it and be puzzled, because then I'm answering the question in my head before I've ever even read the question.
100%. I mean, and then the question confirms that you're on the right path, as opposed to distracting you and forcing you to like see a problem that may or may not exist. Yeah. Anyways,
there's other pitfalls to reading the question first. I mean, you know, like, what about the main conclusion question where the conclusion is not explicitly stated?
Totally.
You know, what about the conclusion question where they don't use thus, therefore, so, since, all those indicator words?
Or they use them for an intermediate conclusion, knowing full well that people are going to jump on that and pick that as the main conclusion.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the role question that says, you know, which one of the following most clearly describes the role played in the argument by the claim that, and then it just randomly says one of the premises of the argument that you haven't even read yet.
Yeah. And then once you read that claim, you somehow wrongly think you're going to know its role, but without reading the entire passage. Like, you have to read the whole thing and understand what it's trying to prove and what relationship that has to the claim that they mention. I mean, yeah, you just have to get ready. You have to get ready for the question on your own terms and then be asked the question, and you will crush it.
Yeah, I mean, and another way of getting at the same idea, like, I want you to be the master of the passage. I want you to be the boss of that argument. If it's an argument, I want you to be the boss of it. If it's just a set of facts, I want you to recognize, oh, that's just a set of facts and I'm the boss of those too, because I know what they are. I know what it said.
Yeah.
I hate this idea that you're going to be like, well, let me find out what technical type of LSAT question this is first so that I know what I'm looking for. Look, I can tell you right now what you're looking for is it an argument? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
That's it. If it's not an argument, okay, great. It's a set of facts. They're probably going to ask me, it must be true.
Yeah.
If it is an argument, okay, does it make sense? And what that means is, what's the evidence? What's the conclusion? Like, you're always looking for the same things.
You're always looking for the same things. And if it does make sense, then it's probably going to be a main conclusion question or a parallel reasoning question, or even maybe a must be true question. But if it doesn't make sense, then the question is almost always going to tap into that problem. Not always.
But it could also just be a main conclusion question. You never even know.
You never know. Like, yeah.
If I read a broken argument, then I look at that and I go, okay, well, here's evidence and here's a conclusion, and it's bullshit. Like, there's a missing piece here.
Yeah.
Then they could ask me a sufficient assumption question, which asks me to bridge that gap. But they could also just ask me a main conclusion question or a role question or fucking whatever. They can ask me anything they want.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because I've already become the master of those facts.
Yeah.
It's not that question types aren't important. They are. But if you think about question types before you actually attack that passage, you're just making it hard on yourself. You're distracting yourself with weird LSAT technicalities instead of doing the work that you're going to have to do anyway, which is to understand what the fuck that passage says. You could go back to every episode of the Thinking LSAT podcast and probably every episode of LSAT Demon Daily if you want much, much more on why we don't recommend reading the question first. Because we've talked about this since literally like episode one of the Thinking Outside podcast. Yeah, I don't know. Anything more here?
Nope. Email daily at lsidemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.